welcome back to Central Standard. I'm your host, Jabalani LaFall. Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Anna Quinlan said ideas are like pizza dough, made to be tossed around. In that vein, since October is National Pizza Month, I bet you didn't know that until today, as you're listening right now. It's National Pizza Month, and we thought we'd toss around the idea of pizza and what it means to our metro area. First, here's a few fun facts. Americans buy 3 billion pizzas each year. Billion, with a B. The average American eats 46 slices and 23 pounds of pizza per year. And we'd like to know how that stacks up or slices up or folds up here in Kansas City. Kansas City, what is your favorite pizza spot in town and why? Give us the cheese, dough, and get to the meat of the conversation. Why you like your favorite pizza establishment so much? 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. We know you like to talk about pizza, so call in or write in. Our Twitter handle is at KCURCST. And top off your thoughts at centralstandard@kcur.org. If you want me to stop making pizza metaphors, call in. 816-235-2888. Tell us what your favorite pizza joint is, what your favorite toppings are. Joining us now is Gail Lozoff, co-founder of a well-known local chain here, Spin Pizza. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Gail, what's the idea behind National Pizza Month other than selling and eating pizza?
Well, I think it's pretty much selling and eating pizza.
Okay.
National Pizza Month, actually, although I understand that now it has been blessed by Congress, was started by the editor or a publisher of a trade magazine for the pizza industry in the 80s. So you can have a national whatever day.
Pizza lobbyists.
Right, exactly.
During the Reagan administration, 1987.
Right, exactly.
Was when it was, I guess, passed by Congress, a resolution, re-resolve cheese and pepper. I would have loved to have been there. I'm not going to do the rendition of what they did.
But yeah, me too.
I would have loved to have been there. According to research, Halloween is the most popular day of the month for pizza and the third most popular day all year behind New Year's Day and Super Bowl Sunday. What's so scary about pizza, Gail? Are you crowded on Halloween?
No, we're not actually crowded on Halloween. I think most people are out with their kids on Halloween.
Well, so I'm sure you'd be able to answer this question for us, Gail. How have perceptions around pizza changed, given the rising threat of obesity and the move among many pizza shops toward fresher ingredients? For instance, at Spin, you got gluten-free and you got whole wheat. How have perceptions about pizza changed, do you think?
Well, I think people have always looked at pizza as being something that's a flexible food item that they can kind of customize for themselves.
Hopefully.
Flexible. That they can customize for their own dietary needs or their tastes. And so as people have gotten more health conscious, you know, pizza crusts have changed. More whole wheat has been added in, gluten-free, like you said, but also lots and lots of vegetables. And we actually just did this really fun survey of our guests, asking them about their habits, their pizza eating habits that were kind of quirky and the kinds of things that you don't really ask people very much. And one of the things that we asked them was, do they consider themselves to be healthful eaters, and how do they perceive pizza in terms of healthfulness? And over 70% of our guests said they do consider themselves to be healthful eaters, and most of them said that they feel like they can make pizza healthy the way they want it to be.
Speaking of which, I was at Waldo Pizza last week. I was in the bathroom, and I saw this sign that said, eating pizza helps reduce the risk of heart disease. It was from a European Journal of Medicine, but I'm like, hey, if that's the deal, let's do it.
Yeah.
And I went out and ate some pizza.
Okay, I'd like to see that one.
And we're asking you what your favorite pizza joint here is in Kansas City, 816-235-2888. Juliet sent this pizza story in. She says her fiance Tom and her were at a wedding a few months ago, and during the ceremony, the pastor commented on how it was problematic that the English language had only one word for the concept of love. He said, for example, we say I love pizza, but that phrase doesn't have the same deep and emotional meaning as when we say I love you to a spouse or a family member. I turned to Tom and whispered, I don't think he gets how much I love pizza. This has since become a running joke, and we often compare our love with each other for our love of pizza. Completely free of sarcasm, Minsky's all the way, is what she says at the end.
Aww.
Only pizza. Only pizza gives you that type of love. Bill in North KC, welcome to Central Standard.
Hi, this is Bill. How are you?
Hello, Bill. What's your favorite pizza joint?
My favorite here in the North End is Leo's Pizza. It's on Inglewood Road.
What do you like about it?
Well, it's a little different than most pizzas. First of all, it has a lot of toppings on, and everything just seems to work well together, the toppings, the sauce, the crust. It's a local joint, and I like that, but the cheese is different. It's a blend of three different types of cheeses, so they call it a St. Louis style, and it's just tastier than just plain mozzarella.
All right. Thank you very much, Bill, for your contribution to the conversation. We have the phone lines lit up. People obviously love to talk about pizza. Gail, what makes a good pizza? Is it a regional thing? He said St. Louis style. Bill just mentioned St. Louis style. There's New York style. There's Chicago style. What makes a good, is it the regional preference?
Well, I think there is some regional preference to it, but I think what really makes a good pizza is the crust and the cheeses that go on the pizza. It's the flavors of the cheese and the types of blends that you use. Making pizza crust is really an art, and you know, it needs to be really treated as an art. When we make our pizza crust, we use three different types of flour. We age our dough overnight. We hand toss it. There's like lots of steps that go into making a great pizza crust, and that's really the base of all great pizzas.
Because if you don't have a crust, I mean, forget about it. You could have good toppings, but if you don't have a good crust,
it'd be really sloppy.
It's kind of beside the point. Greg writes in about spin pizza. He says his 5-year-old daughter calls it bicycle pizza. Greg said he loves the apple and sausage pizza, and she loves getting gelato for dessert. Wonder why she calls it bicycle pizza. Any ideas on that, Gail?
Well, we actually, if you come into our restaurant, sometimes you see one of our logos is a little guy we call our dude, who is a pizza spinner on a bicycle.
It sure is.
And we actually do a lot of supporting local bicycling, including having bike rides in the summertime for our guests. So a lot of people kind of relate us to bicycling.
Another fun fact before we get back to our callers on their favorite pizza joints. From the memoir of Captain Obvious, pepperoni is the most popular topping. It's ordered on 36% of all pizzas. That's about 251,770,000 pounds of pepperoni per year. Sausage comes in second, with mushrooms in third place. Shows you where a lot of our food goes, without further elaborating from that. Greg writes in, as Spin Pizza, his 5-year-old loves it. Austin tweets back. He tweeted last segment on the Gym Theater. He said, Waldo Pizza, ham, pineapple, jalapeno, scrumptious. We got Tom in KCMO. Welcome to Central Standard, Tom.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I'm hungry, man.
I can understand why. I want to recommend Blue Grotto in Brookside. Reason being, I like the chef's adventurous takes on pizzas. While they do maintain some standard styles, he's always willing to kind of push the envelope a bit, so you from time to time get some real interesting ingredients included. Plus, they have a very interesting wine program and great prices, and it's a great place to hang out. They've got a great back deck. It's a great pizza place.
Thank you very much. Speaking of great pizza places, you've sort of created, Gail, the sort of bistro-type feel at Spin Pizza. Talk about that approach.
When you mean bistro, you mean
a bistro-type feel, a bistro-type menu, salads, other pastas, a wine selection.
Right. Well, we think that the height of good eating is pizza, salad, and wine, that there's nothing really better than that. And so we wanted to bring our guests the best of all of those things and lots of variety so that people could have the kinds of taste that they have, that they prefer, and really, really fresh ingredients. We prepare everything in our stone oven, so it's got really nice, rounded, smoky flavor to it before they even go on to the pizza. And it's just a fun environment. I kind of sometimes look around, feel like we're kind of a coffee shop of pizza places, because people like to hang out with their families and just really relax and enjoy.
Rachel and Leewood, welcome to Central Standard.
Hi. Well, we are big Spin Pizza fans in our family, just about every Sunday night. And the whole wheat crust is great, and caramelized onions with the big marmalade on the bottom of the pizza can't be beat.
Wow. Cool. Thank you very much, Rachel. We happen to have the Spin Pizza co-founder in here, so maybe you're going to give Rachel that free pizza after the show.
Okay. Thank you, Rachel. Glad you like it.
Jake and KCK, welcome to Central Standard.
Hi. My name's Jake, and If I could speak for my wife for a moment, she absolutely loves Spin Pizza. But the reason I'm calling is I just discovered a food truck that makes pizza at the Heritage Green event this weekend. And it's outstanding. It's Mr. Baldy with two E's. And this guy just absolutely loves what he's doing. He's so excited about making pizza that he was having everybody look at the pizza before he cut it to slices just because it's so beautiful. And I was very impressed. Pizza's, the sauce was kind of spicy, but just right spicy, not too hot. We all very much enjoyed it in the middle of our green energy work day.
Thank you very much. You have a situation at Spin Pizza where people are able to watch their pizza prepared. Why do you think people like watching their pizza prepared?
I think people are just interested in watching food being prepared in a kitchen in general. And, you know, it's fun to watch the spinner, that's what we call the guy that spins the dough, throw the dough in the air and see it from the ground up. It's fun to see it being built and then knowing that that pizza is yours and seeing go in the oven and come out of the oven. And actually, just to kind of respond a little bit to what the gentleman said about the work of art pizza, I mean, I think a beautiful pizza is a work of art. And if you come into a Spin and walk into our kitchen, sometimes you'll see when a great pizza, gorgeous pizza comes out of the oven, everybody in the kitchen looks at it and goes, wow, that's a great pizza. So every single pizza is a work of art.
That sort of derives the famous saying by artists, you can't eat art. You can.
That's true. You can.
You definitely can. What better way to commemorate National Pizza Month than to do a show on pizza, which is never too early or too late in my book, frankly. You're listening to Central Standard on 89.3 FM KCUR, streaming live on KCUR.org. I'm your pizzaholic host, Jabalani LaFall. Join me now for all things pizza is Gail Lozov, the co-owner of Casey's Own Spin Neapolitan Pizza. Kansas City, we've been asking what your favorite pizza spot in town is and why, and I think you all outside of the pizza box, get outside of the pizza box and join the conversation. We'd like to know what your favorite topping is. 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Our Twitter handle is at KCURCST. And top your thoughts off at centralstandard@kcur.org. It's pizza, people. Come on. 816-235-2888. We have another favorite, Johnny Joe's Hole in the Wall on 47th Street. The guy used to cook pizzas in his own oven and give them to friends and families, and
cool,
good New York style pizza there. Pizza is increasingly becoming popular, Gail, to make at home as well. Talk about that.
Well, I think if you look at food magazines like Bon Appetit and Food and Wine, and there's every year there's a great article on how to make your own pizzas at home. And there are some really good, actually some good dough mixes that you can buy to make some pretty decent pizza dough at home. There's great ways to make it on the grill. I think that's become really popular. So it's getting, you know, it's easy to do and people love to put their own touches on it.
Pizza is so popular because it's a filling snack and also relatively easy to make at home, but not necessarily easy to perfect.
Right.
Talk about that.
Well, perfection, you know, that's a long thing. I mean, it took us probably 2 years to perfect our dough. So you really have to work at it to get it exactly the way you want it.
Talk about the stone oven process or the wood-fired process, speaking of which, Frankie and Johnny's, that's outside of the city. Mm-hmm. It's in the Bronx, but it's the best pizza I've ever had in the world.
Yeah, that's pretty far away.
And, you know, personal preferences I can't say on the show, but, you know.
Yeah, but
I like Spin.
But it's really – a stone oven gives – it's really, really hot on the bottom of the oven, and the way that the oven is constructed, it's round on the top and round around the edges, and so it distributes the temperature in the oven in a way that no other oven can. And you rotate the pizzas around the oven so that it gets evenly heated and melted and cooked, you know, while it's being cooked, and the stone itself gives it a great flavor.
We read some research somewhere that as of 2005, more than 17% of all restaurants in the United States were pizza shops. When you and your partner set out to found Spin Pizza, were you a pizza fan already, or did you just say, this is a good niche as any? It's pizza, for God's sake. I mean, what were your thoughts?
Oh, no. We were pizza nuts. That's the only way that we could do it. But, you know, my husband actually spent 4 years living in Italy. He went to school there. And we, you know, the way that we generally would go out to eat fairly inexpensively when we're both working till 6 or 7 at night was to go someplace, sit at a chef's counter in a bar and order a pizza, split a pizza, split a salad, get a couple glasses of wine and feel like we've really had a great meal and not spent, a ton of money. So we were really passionate about bringing great pizza and great salad and wine to Kansas City.
Pizza is one of those things where people have a place with the favorite crust, a place with the favorite sauce, a place with their favorite toppings, a place with their favorite ambiance. It's just, you never know what you're going to get with pizza. 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. And we're hearing varying accounts of how much people love pizza here. Robert in Midtown, welcome to Central Standard.
Hello. Thank you for having me on the show. I'd like to say that this area has a really strong tradition in pizzas, if you include Wichita, with Wichita being the capital of Pizza Hut, where it started at. And we have a local, I was reading in the U.S. News and World Report that Minsky's was rated one of the top pizza places. And I know Greg Johnson also co-founded Godfather's. So it's an appropriate program, and I think it's wonderful to have all these selections and some of the best pizzas in the United States here in this area.
And that's an interesting point that Robert from Midtown brings up about Wichita and about Minsky's, which is right down the street, right up the hill from where your West Plaza location is at Spin Pizza. Is Kansas City an underrated pizza town because of the prevalence, popularity, and national reputation of steak and barbecue? Do you think?
It could be, yeah. I mean, I think Kansas City is underrated as a food town in general. I think we have great food here and great chefs. I think one interesting thing about Kansas City is so many people from other parts of the country have moved here, so they've brought kind of their local traditions and pizza here. So there's a lot of different variety and nothing that's really specifically a Kansas City pizza, but lots of really good pizzas of different shapes and forms and types of
pizzas.
Yeah, pizzas.
Cynthia in Prairie Village, welcome to Central Standard.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm just driving in my car, getting ready to plug into my headset at work, and I just had to say a special thing about Phil Bourne that owns Waldo Pizza. He is a wonderful guy. He's from St. Louis, Missouri, and he brought that nice, thin-styled St. Louis crust here, which I think is the best. I'm not a very big person, but I can eat a large by myself easily. And he does a lot of wonderful things for the community of Waldo and Brookside and all the schools. And he's a wonderful, wonderful human being. So I just wanted to say that about him.
Thank you very much, Cynthia. Now, Gail, we have Gail Lozoff, the co-founder of Spin Pizza, in here in the studio in a show about pizza. Phone lines are off the hook. I'm hungry as all get out for some pizza right about now. Gail, did you have a regional preference for pizza? We've been hearing about St. Louis style and New York style. Did you have a regional preference when you founded Spin?
Well, our pizza is Neapolitan pizza.
Right. It's Naples.
It's from Naples. It's really a more authentic Italian style pizza, which is a thin crust. It's not quite as thin as Waldo's, but it's thin and crispy on the outside and a little chewy on the inside. And its hallmark is big charred bubbles around the edges of the pizza. So we wanted to bring an authentic Italian experience to Kansas City, and that's why we did that.
There's an urban legend that the people of Naples were so poor prior to them putting tomatoes and tomato sauce on their pizza, there wasn't any tomatoes because people in the Greek and Roman traditions were afraid that tomatoes were rotten.
Right.
But the Neapolitans put tomatoes, and the first one to put tomatoes on the bread. That's how the legend goes.
They did. They were the first ones to do that. And then the Neapolitans were the first one to make the margherita pizza, which is tomatoes, basil, and mozzarella, which is red, white, and green, which is the Italian flag. And it was named after the Queen of Savoy, which was Queen Margherita. And actually, put in a little plug for Spin.
Yeah, you guys won.
Yeah,
we
really excited that our margherita pizza was named one of the top dishes by Restaurant Business Magazine in the country last year. So margherita is kind of the benchmark of pizzas, and doing a great margherita pizza is really a feather in somebody's cap.
We got Lois on in Casey Moe. Welcome to Central Standard.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I'm good. I was calling about the original pizza place that used to be at the Bannister Mall, and they've relocated to Overland Park, and the pizza is still delicious. The crust, you can taste the butter and everything in it, and it was really a nice place when it was at Bannister Mall.
Thank you very much for your contribution to the conversation. We've been asking, what's your favorite pizza joint? We got Ralph in Lee's Summit. Welcome, Ralph.
Yes, sir. Good morning. You know, my sister and her husband, of course, they like your guests' pizza better than anything in the world. But my friend and I, we buy the vegetarian, gourmet vegetarian pizza at Papa Murphy's. That's the one that you bring home and bake yourself, mm-hmm. you know. And it doesn't take too long, and we really, really enjoy it.
Well, thank you very much for contributing to the conversation. Where do pizzeria people eat when they're not eating their own product, Gail? What are some of your favorites?
Besides
other
pizza?
Favorites, besides Spin. It's a community show.
Yeah. I eat pizza probably every day because
right.
I'm in the
business. You're in the business.
So there are times when, you know, I don't want to eat pizza. And generally a salad or love to go hang out at places like Blue Stem or Extra Virgin and sit in the bar and just have appetizers.
What an unusual combo from Mr. Grateful on Twitter. He said his favorite pizza is a Canadian bacon and sauerkraut. Wow. That's a heck of a thing.
Never heard of that one.
Tweet. Linda.
Hello.
Hello, Linda.
Hi.
What's your favorite pizza?
Well, Minsky's has a great Greek pizza, which they put feta cheese on it, and they actually put lamb, ground lamb, and lots of garlic and spinach, and I think they mix the red and the white sauces. So that's really good, and I love Minsky's crust. And then I've had another good, strange combination at Wheat State Pizza. I think they call it their cowboy pizza, which is hamburger and barbecue sauce and cheddar cheese.
Well, thank you very much, Linda, for your contributions to the conversation on pizza, which is something that can go on all day, really.
There's plenty of variation pizza. For
plenty
everybody.
Of variation. And this is National Pizza Month here in October, and we'd like to shout out to researcher Kathleen Pointer out of Chicago, who helped us with some fun facts about pizza, such as this parting fact. 62% of Americans prefer meat to vegetable toppings, but there's a big gender gap. Women order twice as many vegetable toppings as men. Our thanks to Gail Lozoff, the owner of Spin Pizza, Spin Neapolitan Pizza, making all of us hungry this morning. Now, Kansas City, what are you having for lunch today?
I'm having pizza.
You're having pizza.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for coming on the show. And tune in tomorrow when we take a look at breast cancer awareness, as well as whether books have become obsolete. And coming this Thursday, we celebrate 2 years of Central Standard. Yes, it's been that long and that short. Wait, what? Anyway, the show is called Bloopers and Practically Stoked. Tune in on October 25th at 10 a.m. Our show is produced by Danny Alexander. Up to Date is next with the Book Doctors. I'm Jabalani LaFall. This is Central Standard. Enjoy your day.